WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Francis Davis has a review of Bird of Paradise, the new album from Canadian guitarist Sonny Greenwich. Few non-Canadians are familiar with his playing. Here's a passage from the title cut of Bird of Paradise.
You might not have expected to hear a guitarist entering over that fervent rhythm section. You were probably expecting a tenor saxophonist, more specifically, the late John Coltrane. The guitarist is Sonny Greenwich, and his conception is so horn-like, so Coltrane-like, I should say, that you can almost imagine the rise and fall of breath in each of his phrases. On that slice of music we just heard from Greenwich's new album, Bird of Paradise, drummer Andre White's shifting Elvin Jones-like beat and pianist Fred Henke's McCoy Tynerisms further underscore Greenwich's stylistic debt to Coltrane. There's a certain irony in hearing a Coltrane-inspired guitarist. Guitar is a chording instrument, capable of sounding two or more tones simultaneously. Technically speaking, as a wind instrument, the saxophone has no such capabilities. Some music books will tell you that it's impossible to voice a chord on a saxophone, but jazz saxophonists have always known otherwise. John Coltrane, in particular, used overblown notes and trick fingerings to create the illusion of complicated chordal passages that were supposedly out of the question for a saxophonist. In a sense, Coltrane was trying to make his horn sound like a chording instrument. If turnabout is fair play, there's something both ironic and fitting about a guitarist striving for Coltrane's speech-like cadences. Let me tell you the little bit I know about Sonny Greenwich. He was born in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, on New Year's Day in 1936. Apart from a brief period he spent in New York in the late 60s, he has seldom performed outside of Canada. He once retired from music to follow spiritual pursuits. Those are his own words. Every 10 years or so, just when one becomes resigned to never again hearing from this mystery man, an LP turns up out of the blue. The latest is the brand new Bird of Paradise on a small Canadian label called Just in Time. From it, let's hear Greenwich play Stephen Sondheim's Not While I'm Around.
Thank you.
the elusive Canadian guitarist Sonny Greenwich's interpretation of Stephen Sondheim's Not While I'm Around from Sondheim's near opera Sweeney Todd. It's the best track from Greenwich's new album Bird of Paradise. Somebody more distrustful of Broadway than I am might say that Sondheim's ballad makes a surprisingly apt vehicle for improvisation. But for me, the only surprise is that more jazz improvisers haven't recorded Sondheim. As delicious as Sondheim's melodies frequently are, what's most distinctive about his songs are their spiraling harmonies, and I would think that his songs would appeal to harmonically obsessed Coltrane followers on that basis alone. As for Sonny Greenwich, I've already noted the similarity of his harmonic approach to Coltrane's. He's hardly Coltrane's equal. Even his best solos, including that one, lapse into chordal melodrama, as Coltrane's often threatened to, but rarely did. Still, I'm hoping that Sonny Greenwich has surfaced for good this time around.
Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He also writes for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Bird of Paradise, the new album from Sonny Greenwich.